in Your Dreams podcast, we're so excited that you're here. We advise that you keep your ears open, the volume loud, and your smiles wide. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this special segment of Living Your Dreams, the magical world of Disney. Hey, Aunt.
Hi, Mitchums. Welcome back.
Welcome back to Living Your Dreams.
Living Your Dreams.
Because we lived a good dream last week.
Yeah, we went to Disney.
The magical world of Disney.
Disney World.
Is it the magical world of Disney World? You wouldn't say world twice.
No, you wouldn't.
It's just the magical world of Disney, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Or is it the magical world of Walt Disney?
Magical world of Walt Disney World time land.
No, that's not it.
Okay. Well, let's move on.
Okay. So we went from the 23rd to the 27th, and it was a great trip, but it went so fast.
It did. It did go really quickly.
And you really... I mean, I know we had a full day on... Well, we had a pretty much full day on Friday.
We had a full day on Friday.
Because
it felt like a really long day. We were up at 4 in the morning, and we didn't go to bed until, like...
midnight.
Yeah?
Yeah. We definitely were... We
used a good portion of that day. We spent the day at Epcot.
I'm having word vomit here. Or not word vomit. Brain fart.
Brain fart.
On the days.
Yeah. You brain farted on the brain fart.
I did. So we were there full day pretty much on Friday.
Yep.
We had all day on Saturday, all day Sunday, all day Monday.
Yep.
So we had 4 full days.
It was a good amount of time, but it should have been really like a day or two longer. It just felt too rushed.
It feels too rushed because you FOMO.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You do FOMO. You see people online, you want to get on that line.
But you also don't want to rush your vacation because you want to take it all in, which I found myself walking and I would stop and be like, Michelle, take this all in right now because you're having a wonderful time and just absorb it. Like, be truly, truly in the moment.
Yeah. I just wanted to eat all the food in Epcot, so like, and I wanted to do everything. So it was like, it was tough to really just stop and take it in because I wanted to do everything.
I know.
You know, if we had another day or two, I could have definitely taken it in.
Yeah.
But we had things that we had to do. We had places to be, you know.
True. But let's discuss the big event that we went for, which was a happy accident. Because when we booked this trip, we didn't know Food and Wine was going on.
Yeah.
And then we found, because Food and Wine Festival usually starts in October. It's usually not in September. And we lucked out.
They extended it.
Yeah.
It's now 2 full months.
Yeah.
It goes to the second week of November. And it starts in the second week of September.
I think is it the second week in September? I think it's the third week.
Let's see, it doesn't start
until the 14th, I think, of September.
Yeah, that's the second week.
I suppose that's right.
The 14th of the 14th, yeah, that's it.
Anyway, so I was really excited when we found this out because I've always wanted to experience the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot. And it was
the best.
Exactly what I was hoping for. Even better, because I thought, if anything, you know, with the lines for food and stuff, the lines worked so well.
Yeah, the lines
were
fine.
They have this set up, you really don't wait very long
to
get your sample of food and your drink sample.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, the food was so good. I don't think I'm ever going to go to Disney at another time of the year again.
Yeah.
Like, this is like the best thing.
Right. If you're a foodie and you enjoy food.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you don't enjoy food, then you can pick a less crowded time. Not that it was super crowded, but, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to go with when there's a festival going on, because then you don't get to, you know, there's too many people there.
Right. So, our main goal was to spend as much time as possible in Epcot.
Yep.
And so, they give you, what's really cool is that each little kiosk, they have these passports, and it's called Taste Epcot, and it's pretty much a passport of all the different foods and drinks you can try around the world.
It's cool. You get to like check it off and put stickers in.
So it's really neat. And we tried to eat and drink as much as possible and try to hit every single country. And I think between the four of us,
we
hit every kiosk.
Yeah, between the four of us, I think we definitely hit everything.
And I think I only missed a couple because there were some that were only served meat. And by the time I could have gotten a beer at the place that just served meat, I was just too full.
Yeah.
So what were your highs of the Food and Wine Festival?
Okay. Let's see. The high of the Food and Wine Festival was, I don't know, just like the tastes and like because it was so, everything was so close to each other. So you just like, it was like sensory overload.
It was sensory overload.
And But, like, you just looked at the menu. You would be still eating something, and you would look at the next menu and be like, oh, my God, I want that, that, and that.
Yeah. And everything was small portions,
yeah.
So you can try a bunch at once. And you really were just on the move eating.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could have sat and enjoyed, but you ate. You were eating while walking to the next kiosk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, that was, like, that was awesome. And the food, all of it was so good.
It was really good.
Like, I don't know what my favorite one was.
You got Africa twice.
Yeah, I did get the butter chicken twice. The first time I got it, I was a little bit hungry when I got it, and I think I got it on a fresh batch that was just made, because it was phenomenal, like, by far the best thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, it wasn't as good. It also, the chicken didn't taste as good. I was more full that time.
Yeah.
But maybe I just caught it when it was, like, you know, like, sitting there for a little while. But based on the first experience, that was my favorite, I think.
Yeah, you were raving about that.
I was. It was very good the first time.
One of my favorites was definitely from the Greece kiosk. It was the loaded Greek nachos, and I'm using quotes because they were vegan. So it was pita chips with meatless sausage crumbles and vegan tzatziki sauce. And it was such a good portion. Because some of these, like I said, they're small bites, but there was like good portions, some of the food that you got to try. Vegan nachos was delicious and it was a really good portion.
Yeah. Sometimes you kind of wanted the portion to be smaller though.
I know, because you wanted to keep eating more.
So like that was tough.
I have to say I really loved from Hawaii the spicy tuna. Is it poke or poke? P-O-K-E. I'm new to eating fish, so I'm not sure, but it was so good, and it was served. Is it poke? Yeah.
I don't know.
And it was served over seaweed salad and nori rice. And I also got the Orange Groves sparkling pineapple wine, which was really good. I've never had pineapple wine before, but the pineapple was a little too sweet. I don't love sweet drinks. Mm-hmm. But when in Hawaii, in Epcot, you try what you can.
Yeah. Which it was weird that Hawaii was there because that's part of America, but whatever. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, America's boring, so I'm glad that they did add some flair. And it definitely has different tastes than, like, traditional, like, what people serve as American foods. So.
Well, I mean, they had an America Sand kiosk,
which
we'll get to.
It was lame.
Yeah.
But I will say, though, Australia had the best dessert. Like, I put this off all the way to the last day. It was lamington, which is just yellow cake dipped in chocolate with shredded coconut. But my gosh,
that was really so good. It was really, really good.
It was so good. Yeah. I mean, just there were so many options, and you just wanted to try it all.
I really, really liked the, in Scotland, it was a potato pancake with smoked salmon on top and a yogurt sauce with chives, and it was so good. And that portion was huge.
Yeah.
That was a giant potato pancake. I was thinking you were going to get, you know, like a silver dollar size of a potato pancake.
Right, yeah.
And, like,
that's
a little cut
expect.
Of smoked salmon. Oh, my gosh, that was so good. And that was right near Ireland in the UK. And Bridget got the fisherman's pie from Ireland, which I had a little bite of. So I counted that I ate there.
Yeah, I mean, I counted that I ate in Scotland, but I only had a bite of yours.
Yeah, but that fisherman's pie was, I've never had a fish pie. To me, that kind of
sounds disgusting.
But this was really good, and it had almost an almond taste, which I was just shocked at.
I just don't like fish that much.
It depends. I don't know.
It's not like whenever there's like a fishy taste of something, it doesn't really enhance anything for me, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I like fish, but not enough to like.
It's not your favorite.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
I want to mention. I mean, we could go through everything, but then that would be really long on just the food and wine. But Belgium had Belgian waffles, of course. And those were tiny waffles. And I wasn't going to get one, but I really wanted to try one. And I got the one with the berry compote and the whipped cream. And it was so good. Holy moly.
Yeah.
My taste buds were having a party of sweetness and joy.
Yeah.
It was really good. And I got the whipped beer. Is that how you would say it?
Yeah, right.
Whipped beer?
Yeah, it's a whipped beer. It's a
whip. Whole garden whip.
Whipped beer. Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah, I had a blonde pale ale from there. It was good.
What was your favorite drink? I mean, we can do that because we tried a lot of beer.
Yeah, we did try a lot of beer.
My favorite drink that I had was from France. France had, like, all the food was not anything I would really be interested in. They did have a creme brulee dessert, but I really didn't try any desserts. The only really sweet thing I had was that Belgium waffle. But the beverage that I chose to get was a sparkling wine and Saint Germain elderflower liqueur. And Bridget and I got that, and that was so good. Oh, I wonder if I butchered the names there. I probably did.
And their craft beers, I had the Three Daughters.
Did you like that?
The Mini Twist. Yeah, it was good.
In the craft beer section?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I liked the vanilla blueberry beer from, you know, all the craft beers are from Florida.
So. Yeah, I know. I didn't use that. But the jalapeno margarita from Mexico was good. That's what I got next.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Because we ate there separately.
And I had the mango margarita, which is not mango.
Blood orange. No, I got
blood orange. No, it was mango. It was just too sweet.
Yeah.
Pineapple, that's what it was.
Pineapple, yeah.
Yeah. But when we ate in Mexico, so we also ate we got lunch in the Mayan ruin.
Yeah.
Which if you've ever been to Epcot, Mexico is probably one of the coolest countries.
Yeah, Mexico's cool.
Because you go inside and it's all darkly lit and it's a marketplace and then they have that volcano erupting.
I wish we saw the volcano erupt.
But, you know, it's like lit and we sat right near the water when we ate lunch in Mexico.
Yeah, that was cool. That was good.
So good.
And that was the first day too, so we were super pumped to be there.
Yeah, it was really good.
But, so we hit Epcot a lot of the days, most of the days. I don't think there was there a day that we didn't do Epcot?
No.
No, yeah, we were in Epcot every day.
Make sure that we got there every day.
Yeah, we did.
We had food to eat and drinks to drink.
But, yeah, it was good.
Oh, we should talk about, before we move on, we should talk about the U.S. Because, you know, they have the U.S., they have America in World Showcase.
Yep.
And I always skip it because I'm like, I don't care. I never do the Showcase of the Presidents. Whatever, but they had their own stand where you could get a New England lobster roll and a carrot cake. And I love carrot cake and carrot I love cake. Lobster just rolls. Kidding. So I had Aunt wait on the line while I peed because I always have to pee. And Aunt said America had the worst service.
They did. Oh, God, it was terrible. I mean, like, it was a long line. Like, every place pretty much had, like, a decent-sized line most of the time. But it was a long line. They had four people that were checking people out. There was one person on the end closest to the line that everyone was going to. There was one person on the far end that she was trying to call people over, so I give her credit, but nobody was going over there. And then there was two people in the middle, and they were basically just talking to themselves.
I think talking it's pretty funny. America kept up with... kept in character.
They kept in character. Yeah, that was like the character was to be a rude American. Because they were. They were rude, honestly.
Yeah.
They were, you know, like... But it just... You know, you're in Disney. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I don't care if you hate it.
But you know what? Besides that, and I didn't experience that... The service in Disney is amazing.
Yeah, the service is great. That's why I was so disappointed to
get but every single person you deal with is just, they're just so wonderful.
Yep.
Disney is, here's my Disney rant, but it is a magical place. And I feel as an adult, it's a totally different experience than when you're a kid.
Yes.
Because when you're an adult, you're home and you're worrying and you're stressing and you always have to worry about like what you're going to make for dinner, when you're going to pay your next bill, if you're going to make it to work on time, you have to set this alarm to get up early. There's stress.
Yeah.
And then you get to Disney and the only thing you have to worry about, really, because you don't even have to worry about your credit cards because you have this magic band that you wear that your credit card is linked. It gets you into the park, gets you into your hotel room. It pays for, you know, all you have to do is slap your band and everything's paid for. And all you have to worry about is your next ride, your next meal, you know.
Yeah.
Is that even a worry? It's just so sensory overload, that's what you worry about. Yeah. And you sleep great at night because you're exhausted so tired, from the day.
Yeah, my feet felt like cinder blocks when
I was And my feet blew up because I get fat feet in the heat.
You get fat feet.
Like, really. Like, when I tell people that, they're like, no way. And I'm like, no.
It gets fat.
It looks like
that's funny.
Someone else's feet have been... glued onto my legs. Right?
Yeah, it does.
It looks like you blew up a rubber glove and stuff.
It looks like if you panned up from your feet, you would like viewers would expect like a girl who weighs like 50 more pounds than you actually weigh.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. Yeah. But the thing is that I could actually feel my feet getting fat.
That's weird.
It is weird.
That is weird, Michelle.
One of our other great eateries that we experience was Be Our Guest.
Yeah, we did Be Our Guest. That was cool.
Which is the Beast Castle and Magic Kingdom in their fantasy land. And that was really exciting because I love Beauty and the Beast, and that was just a fun experience, even though Aunt...
I don't really remember the Beauty and the Beast.
Which is... We get into...
I mean, I know it, and, like, I know this... Actually, I don't. I don't know it.
Oh, my gosh, we have to watch Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Like, we get inside, and Anne's like, is this what it looks like? I was like, are you serious? What do you mean this is what it looks like? Of course this is what it looks like. We're eating in the dining room, but we're actually in the West Wing, which was, like, Beast's...
It was, like, his room, right?
Yeah, because the rose was there, and his portrait above the fireplace is very dim lit, which was kind of neat. That,
yeah,
I mean,
it was
we
cool.
weren't in the main dining room.
Yeah, which was fine, because it was all cramped in there anyway.
Yeah.
So,
but
yeah.
You had steak.
I had steak. It was good.
And I had ratatouille.
Yeah.
And we tried the gray stuff.
Yes, we did.
And it was delicious.
Yeah, the desserts were the best.
Yeah, and you
the
got
food
a
was
strawberry.
The food was okay.
Yeah.
The
it was just
the
for
best.
The experience.
Yeah.
And, oh, we should probably mention that we went on this trip with John and Bridget.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I keep saying
it wasn't just
Bridget.
Us.
No, it's two of our friends. And then at Be Our Guest, Bridget's two friends joined us.
Yeah, so we got to meet their friends.
Which they were great. They were
yeah,
really
they were
cool.
Fun. Yeah.
Her friend Chris is very knowledgeable in Disney. He
yes.
knows pretty much everything.
Yes, he was giving us a lot of, like, interesting facts and tips and stuff, so it was cool.
Yeah, and his wife was telling us about all the marathons in Disney that you can run.
Yeah, you can run a marathon in Disney. That's pretty interesting.
They close down the parks, and you run through the parks, and they have different theme ones. They have, like, a princess one, and... Other ones, I don't remember the other themes, but it makes me want to run a marathon.
Yeah.
I would just love to run through the parks with, you know, no one else in them but runners. You know?
Yeah. I think it's weird that they charge you to run a marathon, but I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I know. You're, like, paying to run, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, I get that most of the time probably it's for a good cause, and I'm sure the money goes to a good cause, but... You know, they give you that. They give you like a swag bag of stuff. And
is it worth it? I guess you're. Yeah.
Like what? You like? You could just run for yourself.
I guess it's not as fun.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if
you're running to get that medal.
Yeah, it's an idea, you know, and in a big group of people, it's all very exciting.
The energy is there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, at Magic Kingdom, that's where we ate and Be Our Guests.
Yep.
We did that Saturday.
Yep. We got to do your favorite ride.
We did my favorite ride of all time, which is the Carousel of Progress.
Yep.
Which is Walt Disney's vision of the future that premiered. Well, it was at the World's Fair. And so it shows at the turn of the century, the different inventions. It's like based around one guy and he's explaining all the new inventions in his house. And
yeah.
It goes through. So it starts
in the 1900s.
Yep.
And then it goes to 1920, and then it goes to 1940, and then it skips to what I guess is supposed to be the 80s. Yeah. It's just kind of like the future, like what's coming. And it basically just showcases, like, things that we have now.
Yeah.
Like, which is, everyone looks like they're kind of, like, dressed in the 80s.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, so it's weird.
And all that, it's a show. And
yeah,
it's
just like
a rotating stage, and
yeah.
It's animatronics acting out. And for me, it's my favorite attraction, but it's pretty much because of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Much of Disney is because of that. You know, you created these memories of when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And then you go back and you get to relive them. And that's the thing. I don't want these things to change because things change all the time.
Some stuff needs to change a little bit, though. Like, they got to keep...
The Carousel of Progress is perfect the way it is.
No, it's not perfect the way it is. You can keep the 1900, you can keep 1920, you can even keep 1940. Or you can even, maybe you should move that one up a little bit and then do like a more future one. Because I'd like to see what they think is coming.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
See something that isn't already there. Like they show like virtual reality and like that's like, you know, it's been around for a long time. But like not in the level of like being in a home like they're showing it
right.
until just now.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, you know, I feel like I'm just being shown a commercial.
I guess so, but I absolutely love it.
But,
So we got to do that. We did
yeah.
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain, which is always a good time. The People Mover, which I always enjoy.
The People Mover, for those who have never been to Disney, it's literally just a cart above Tomorrowland.
Yep.
And you just ride around Tomorrowland.
But you go, it shows you, like...
And they tell
behind,
you,
yeah. You go through some rides and stuff like that, so you see rides that are happening too at the same
time.
It's
a tour.
It is like a tour, but you're sitting down, slow moving. It's very good to relax.
You took a nap on it
2 years ago. 2 years ago, I took a nap on it.
Yeah.
But
we did Monsters, Inc. Laugh Factory. which is really, really good. I'm very impressed with how they do this. It's so in Monsters, Inc., you know, they used to get their energy to support their city from
screams,
and then it changed to laughter.
Yep.
So essentially, this attraction is based upon they're at...
You're like in a theater.
In a theater, and they're doing
stand-up
comedy. Except, so it's all animated, but it's interactive with the audience.
Yeah, so like they have like a camera on the audience, and then they'll like pick on people, and they'll kind of make fun of people, and it's sometimes like, you know, it gets really funny.
And
we got chosen at one point.
We got chosen, and they called us hipsters.
Yeah, they did. We were sitting, usually they pick on people who are like, if they're like sitting by themselves, or like if they look like they're not having a good time. I mean, we had like nobody around us.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why they chose us.
Which is very funny.
Yeah.
But it's just a very interesting, entertaining, because it's always different.
Yep.
Every time. And we did it again with John and Bridget.
Yeah.
On Monday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the characters had different voices, which makes total sense because it's just people.
It's different
it's
characters.
It's like their jobs.
Like they're animated.
Actors.
They're not,
yeah.
These aren't like people dressed up in characters.
Yeah,
it's animated, so.
And then it's just people with, you know, behind the scenes.
With mics and stuff.
And like, I was like startled at first when the voices were different, but I was like, oh, I guess, you know,
yeah.
I have to get off sometime.
Right.
Do this show every day,
right.
All day for.
Exactly.
The whole year.
Yeah.
So that made sense.
We did, what else did we do in Magic Kingdom? We did Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Which is always a good one.
Yeah.
Except the people annoyed me on that ride.
Yeah, because the people
not,
in front of us...
Again, I don't want this to sound like I'm complaining about
no,
Disney.
No, but like,
but
they
this
were on
is
a
what
ride. They waited on a ride, and they were on a line, and then like they got and they just talked the whole time. They sat in the front, and then they just talked the whole time.
Four older women just sat in the front of us on Pirates of the Caribbean, talking and like bitching.
Yeah.
And then two jabroni kids behind us playing some slap game.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And it ruined my Pirates of the Caribbean experience.
Yeah, well, it was
when I get on rides, I'm fully in it. What? You're not fully in it?
No, I'm not fully in it.
Oh my gosh!
Like,
but you have
I just
to take
enjoy,
it all
I just,
in.
Like, I like to enjoy
yeah.
it. Take it. All, there's not a lot to take in. It's
oh, I do. I look at the thing that I love most about these rides and these attractions is the detail. The detail on the background scenes, how well they dress these animatronics, even to the point where if they show like a desk. You know, like in Spaceship Earth, you go
mm-hmm.
through like the different time periods and everything, and you see the desk of the different. There was like one desk, and it was a painter, and there was just like crumpled up paper. It just looked so
yeah.
real. The detail that goes into creating these attractions
yeah.
is what my favorite parts, and I always love to look at it. I don't know, I love it.
Yeah,
because I love set design.
It's just set design.
It is. It's creating a world.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it.
So, yeah, so we did that one. And then I think that's it. We didn't really do
in
too
Magic
much more.
Kingdom.
Yeah, we didn't do much more Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw the fireworks and the show that they do in the castle, which is beautiful.
We saw Wishes.
Wish, yeah.
And then their other, I don't know what the other one's called. I think it's just their regular. Or a flight or something. But anyway, it's just so magical. And I
yeah.
cry every time. And I'm not exaggerating when I say it. The waterworks start.
Yeah.
Because you're just standing there and the castle lights up and they play Disney music.
And
these beautiful fireworks. And the only thing you can do is cry.
Yep.
Your body gets to a point that you're so overwhelmed with joy and happiness and beauty that you just want to cry.
Yeah. And then we did Animal Kingdom, which really only takes like a half a day.
Yeah.
At this point, until, like, they get the expansion done.
Because they're working on adding Pandora from
yeah.
Avatar.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. They have a good ride there, the Yeti ride, which is awesome.
Expedition Everest.
It's a
great ride.
Everest.
I'm always impressed on how well that ride is. And we went on the Kilimanjaro Safari.
Yep.
Which we did,
we did kind of late, but all the animals were out, which was nice.
Yeah, because I think we did it later in the day, so
yeah.
They were all out, which was cool. We got to see pretty much every animal, I would
yeah.
say.
And the zebra was very close to the bus. Like they were like on the road. Like the animals just didn't give a shit that we were there.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah. And we saw those monkeys. I love in the middle of the park. I think it's between Asia and
yeah, Africa.
There's no cage.
I
don't know how those monkeys.
I always wonder like if the monkeys like go exploring the park after it closes because there's nobody around. So, like, why wouldn't they just leave?
I know. I don't
Why wouldn't they just walk around?
I don't understand how
Maybe
that
they
works.
Do. I don't know. They might.
Well, the only thing I'm curious about, there's a moat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're, like, kind of
yeah.
an island and
no,
there's a
but,
moat. But
yeah.
there's
But they
ropes.
climbed up.
I know.
They were right at like the edge of it.
I don't know how the big pole. They escape?
They might. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe they have like a monkey cleanup crew that goes through the park before it opens.
I would just love to know that. And we got to eat in one of their new restaurants, high-end restaurant, Tiffin's.
Which is sniff it backwards if you need, you know, like something to remember it. Sniff it. One word.
Tiffin's. That's it.
Or Tiffin's, if that is easier to remember than sniff
it. It was really good food. It's a bunch of different flavors and spices combined.
It was, what was it, like...
Asian and African,
like,
and
Middle Eastern, not all Middle Eastern. I mean, that's not really a good way to put it.
All put together.
Yeah, it was good.
The vegetable curry was very good, and I liked the bread basket, bread service.
I didn't like that much. It was good, but it was just like it was a small amount.
Well, yeah, it's an appetizer for four people.
It wasn't for four people. It was an appetizer, but it wasn't meant to be for four people.
I mean, you got four different types of breads, three different types of breads. And you got to try four different dipping sauces.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't impressed. I wouldn't get that again.
Yeah.
I wasn't impressed with that.
Right.
To be a doubter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I guess we'll just end it there.
No, we're not ending it. We have to talk about Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, Hollywood Studios, which...
is also a park you could do in half the day.
Yeah, yeah, but they're doing expansions on that one. Obviously, that one's going to be the Star Wars park, and they're doing the Toy Story Land, which will be cool. I'm excited to see that.
Yeah.
So that'll change. But, like, what they took out, they removed all the animators from the lot, and now they don't do the animation, like, drawing with the animators, which was one of the coolest things that you could do there.
Yeah.
And they took it away for now.
It's really a bum. I was really looking forward to that.
I always loved doing that. We did it like three times, and it's just like the best.
We did it last year in Disneyland.
Yeah.
If you remember.
Yeah.
It's really cool. You sit with an animator in a private class, and it's free, and they teach you how to draw a character.
Yeah, you draw a character with them.
And
that
was so, so neat.
I mean, I guess,
and pretty much, I don't know, when I was a kid, it was MGM.
Yeah.
And
they took out the big hat.
They took out the big hat, which the big hat was added when it became Disney Hollywood Studios. Like, in the middle of the park, there was a giant hat that Mickey wears in Fantasia.
Yeah.
And pretty much now it's just going to become, like, Star Wars World and Toy Story World.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Star Wars is a giant, it makes sense. It's a giant franchise, so it makes sense for them to do this. It just kind of takes the magic out of, you know, that old Hollywood feel that I loved.
I'm sure they'll still have the great movie ride. And
how would they get rid of it? They better not get rid of that.
That's, I don't know.
A great ride. And I'm sure they won't get rid of Tower of Terror, because that's pretty much...
I thought they were.
Why would they get
rid of
that?
I thought
they
were changing it. Changing it so it wouldn't be Twilight Zone. They were going to change it to be something else. Like, it would be the same ride, but not Twilight Zone.
That's such a classic. I don't know why they would get rid of that. And I doubt they'll get rid of Rocky Roller Coaster. They should just keep that side of the park the way it is.
Well, they should change it from being Aerosmith. So
why?
I don't know. Like, update it a little bit. That song is super old.
It's a classic, though.
Okay.
It's a good ride.
But the thing about classic, it's not really classic. It's just, it is what, it just was created that way. It's only 15 years old. It's not classic.
I don't know. Everyone knows Aerosmith, and
yeah, I know,
things
I
don't
like...
need to fucking change. Stop changing my Disney World.
They do need to change.
Let's keep it the way it is.
No, sometimes they need to change.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. We got to hang out with Andrew.
Oh yeah.
So
our new pal,
our new friend Andrew, who we met through my very very good friend Amy and Alex.
Yeah.
And he's from Connecticut, and we met him back in February. And then every time we see Amy and Alex, pretty much Andrew comes around.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
It's great.
And fun. It's good to have a new
him
friend.
And his mom. And
yeah.
And we went to Yacht and Beach to get ice cream, because they have that awesome ice cream place that I never knew about that's right there.
Well, we should back up.
Okay.
We met them. We met them in Germany for a beer.
Yep.
And then, because they're Chase card holders, or Disney.
Yeah, they have the Disney credit card.
They had a
roped off section so you can see the fireworks in Epcot,
which is Illuminations.
You can see that show and have like the best vantage point, which was great.
Yeah.
So like, we got in because of that, and that was awesome. And then they shared their tip with us. Like, instead of trying to get out of the park, Like, they take a walk, because you can walk to this resort that's, like, right next to Epcot. So they walk there, they get ice cream, and then, which was delicious.
At Yacht and Beach.
Yeah, Yacht and
Beach.
Gorgeous
resort.
Yeah, it's, like, goals to stay there.
Yeah.
And then we just split a cab to go down to Disney Springs.
Which I didn't even know cabs existed in
Disney. Yeah, I didn't know they did
that.
Had
no idea. Because Disney is run all on free transportation. If you stay in the world of Disney and on the Disney parks and in the resorts, you take buses everywhere and it's free.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about transportation.
Buses, monorail, boat.
Or boat, right. Boats or monorail.
Yep.
I had no idea you could take cabs.
It's not that I didn't know that you could take a cab. I just always assumed it would be super expensive. But I guess if you're staying within Disney grounds, it's not super expensive.
Yeah.
So it was like an $11 cab ride to get to Disney Springs.
For the four of us. And it beats taking the buses.
Yes, because you in the amount of time that we got, if we would have tried to get out of the park instead of like going to have ice cream, like we would have spent just as much time trying to get to Disney Springs,
mm-hmm.
you know, as we did eating ice cream and taking a cab.
It's just because at the end of the night, everyone is piling out.
Well, yeah, everyone wants to get out. So it's like, I understand. And it's like, what do you want to do? Do you want to kill an hour, you know, like in the park or on, say you're somewhere else, or do you want to like kill an hour waiting online for a bus?
You know?
So.
But that was really cool.
That was cool. So that was nice. I feel like we learned like different things this trip.
We did learn different things.
So that was good.
We learned how you can buy Disney vacation points from people who are part of the Disney Vacation Club, and you can travel to Disney much cheaper.
Yeah, if you do all the work yourself.
And you can buy, so we have park hopper passes, which means you can visit as many parks as you want in a day, and you go from park to park to park.
Yep.
Instead of having single.
Well, we didn't learn that. That's true.
But we learned that you can buy them for cheap. You can buy them through, you know,
undercover tools.
Undercover, you know, people who sell park hopper passes, and you can get them for cheaper than what they are.
Yeah.
So Disney can be done.
Yeah, but
somewhat affordable.
So, like, you can either choose to pay a few $100 more and have Disney do all the work for you, or you can, like, scope out, because you have to do everything separately. So you have to do, like, the Vacation Club points separately, and you kind of have to negotiate that through the website, and then you call the people who you're buying the points from.
Yeah.
And then on this other side, you buy your tickets, and then you're, like, kind of putting everything together. And then, you know, you're booking your flight. So it's, like, you have to do all those things separately. Rather than if you do it through Disney, you pay more, but
they do
everything's done for you. So it's like, you know, if you want to put it, you can get a better, so if like if you have a certain amount of money you want to spend, you can get a better like resort.
Right.
You know, but just put a little bit of extra work in, you know, getting there.
Yeah. I mean, where we stayed in the French Quarter, which is part of the Port Orleans.
It was
wonderful. And I've stayed there when I was in high school.
That was a nice one.
And I liked that much better than Caribbean Beach.
Yeah, I agree.
This is a smaller resort. You know, there's one hub for when they pick you up in the day for, you know, in the beginning of the day and they drop you off. Caribbean Beach, there were like, you stayed.
There was a zillion stops.
Depending on what island you were. And there were like five different stops just to get out of the resort.
It was a zillion stops, not five.
Yeah, a zillion.
It was one zillion stops.
Yeah.
I counted.
Yes. But I loved the French Quarter. It was really nice.
Yeah, it was nice. I'd stay there again.
I would totally stay there again.
But like, there's so many other options too that I really want to try them all.
I know. But it was cool about our resort. Not all resorts have boat docks.
Yeah, that was
cool. We got
that
to take
cool.
the boat to
yeah,
Disney.
The boat
well,
was
home
option.
From Disney Springs.
Yeah.
Which Disney Springs was, is downtown Disney, but now it's called Disney Springs. And it's very built up. It's got all your shopping needs.
Yep. Just like a mall.
Just like a mall. It's got restaurants.
It's like a Disney-themed mall.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. But that's like where there would be like nightlife and stuff if like you weren't totally exhausted from a
and
day
if you
of
weren't
parking.
Trying to like just use all your time up in the parks. We didn't really go to Disney Springs at night.
Not at night, no.
We just there was just no time.
Well, like I feel like after like 9 or like 10, that's when you would really want to go to Disney Springs.
Yeah.
Or like at 9 to, you know, cuz like there was nightlife things going on.
Yeah.
I'm not really a nightlife person, so
I'd like to experience it.
I guess maybe, but
just to walk around, there was different acts.
I like
going
the daytime
on.
Disney stuff.
Well, I like the way Disney looks at night. Everything's lit up. It's a totally different look.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it feels cooler being Disney at night, yeah.
Definitely does. Yeah. Absolutely. And when you come home from Disney, you go into the super depression. Well, you weren't in a depression.
Not the first day, but then the second and third day, I was not having it.
Thanks for yawning on the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Keep you awake.
It's the depression.
Depression's coming in.
Yeah. Well, this is Sunday night depression now.
Yeah, I know.
It's that time of night where you're like, well, I guess Sunday's coming to an end.
All in all, though. Oh, we did Haunted Mansion and Magic Kingdom.
Oh, Haunted Mansion, yes.
I forgot about
that one. That one is quickly becoming one of my faves. If they ever take that one away, I'd be very disappointed.
I don't think they would. Again, I think that's a Magic Kingdom staple.
It's 45 years it's been there.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to mention the rides we did in Epcot. We did Spaceship Earth.
Mm-hmm.
We did Soarin'.
Soarin'.
Which Soarin' has changed.
Yeah, Soarin' changed to
Soarin' Cinema Around the World. Soarin' used to be, you sit in this, pretty much your, it's not a plane. It's like a, what are you in? Like a.
I don't know what they're.
What you're supposed to be in.
I don't know. They don't ever say you're supposed to be in anything. Sometimes the shots are from a helicopter. Sometimes they're from a plane. Sometimes they're from a drone.
Yeah, like your it's like whatever you're in, and you fly over.
Yeah, you're flying over over like a screen, an IMAX screen, and you know you're not really moving. The screen is just moving, but you see all these cool things and smell.
You smell the smells of the air.
Yeah.
So it used to be you're just flying over California. But then they changed it to flying all over the world.
Yeah.
And so you flew over Europe and Taj Mahal and France, and you smelt different smells of the different places, and it's just very beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful ride.
Yeah. I don't think I like the upgrade as much as
No, I didn't California. Either, actually. I loved the California one, brought me to tears.
Because I feel like all of the places, like they did too many places because they were all kind of rushed.
Yeah, they jumped too fast.
They were just too much. So, like, I feel
still
like
a fun ride.
It was definitely, I will definitely
We'd
always
do it,
but that's my only complaint about it. I wish they, because sometimes the cuts were so abrupt.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, I kind of liked where we were for a second.
I know.
But you just wanted to see a little bit more before they took you away from there.
And then right next to Soarin' is Living with the Land, which is a very fun ride. Well, it's an educational ride, but I feel like adults mostly would appreciate it. And it takes you through, it's a boat ride, and you go through the tour of Epcot's greenhouse.
Yeah,
and
which is really cool.
And how they grow all their produce, and they use it in the different countries and the food that they cook. It's really, really awesome.
Yeah, it's really
cool. And you could do a walking tour for $20, and it's an hour and a half, which isn't even a bad price.
That's
and
very
if we were
cheap.
There longer, I would want to do it.
Yeah.
We just ran out of time.
Yep, we didn't have the time to do it, so we couldn't.
And we did Test Track, which is really cool. You build a car, and essentially you then test it out to see how well it performs in bad weather and speed.
Yeah.
And that's just really fun, and then you get to see your car. Mine never does well because I don't ever choose to do high engine or anything.
Yeah.
And we did Spaceship Earth, which is when you sit in the giant Epcot ball and you go around and you see the great start of mankind and how we got our language. And it's another
it's
one
always
with
a good one.
Animatronics and everything.
Yeah.
And we did Mission Space.
Which is like they take you to Mars. And they make you
and
feel
you act like you are. What were you? I was.
I was the pilot.
I was navigator.
Nice.
Yeah, there's four people to
to like an area.
Yeah.
And they assign you different tasks, and they put and they make you feel like
you're launching.
Yeah, you're launching. So it actually does feel. It feels pretty cool.
It's insane. These rides, they're just the rides that don't actually really move anywhere, and it's just movement of visuals and.
Those are the best
rides. They're so great. And they can't, you know, we can't forget Ellen's energy. The 45-minute ride, which, again, it's Ellen and Bill Nye. And she has a crazy dream, and it teaches you all about energy.
Yeah.
Which, again, I think it's a classic, but John and you and Bridget said it needs to be updated.
I sleep during that one. It's a great time to sleep in because it's very relaxed. And
it's a 45-minute thing.
It's in the dark. And
you're getting rid of it, though.
Yeah.
So, that was the last time we had to ride that.
That's a bummer.
You've lost your nap time ride.
Yeah, I lost my nap time ride.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
It was a good trip.
It was a very good trip. I love Disney.
I do too. Again, because you get to take a break from your everyday adult life.
Sorry. Yeah, I mean, nobody yells at you for yawning.
What?
You just yelled at me for yawning. So I just did.
Okay.
Threw that in there.
All right. Well, I guess that's it.
Is it?
Yeah. I think we touched upon everything.
We flew JetBlue.
We did fly JetBlue.
Which is very nice. I like JetBlue.
Yeah, I love JetBlue because you get a TV. Every seat gets its TV.
Yeah.
And this is the smoothest traveling. That was another thing I didn't have to worry about. Our flights were on time.
Yeah, on time and everything. They were,
you know, smooth. Nonstop.
Nonstop, which is great. Yeah.
I mean, that was, there's this.
Yeah, the getting there and the getting back was.
And even getting back, because Disney sets you up with this magical express. They print your boarding passes.
They do everything for you.
They tell you, they'll take you to the airport, no charge. Mm-hmm. They also pick you up from the airport, no charge. And you don't have to worry about anything. It's seriously.
That's great.
It's really a good mental vacation for an adult who still wants to be a kid. And you can drink, and you enjoy good food.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Disney.
Because I told
Disney
you,
as an adult, is the best.
I was reading on Pinterest about these blogs about what to do in Disney as an adult. And I'm like, are you kidding me? What are you talking about? The best time to go to Disney is as an adult with no children.
Yeah, absolutely. The no children is key.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's the best time. We're going to do it one more time.
One more time.
And when things are built up. And
yeah.
It'll be great.
It will be.
Yeah.
It will be.
Okay. I think we're done now.
All right.